Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And for the Gold Award, the judges said this was beautiful, soulful storytelling. It makes you feel so glad to have met these people through the podcast. Thoroughly compelling. The winner is... In My Country.
How many people do you have there?
It was great to see that everyone was so happy. There were a lot of happy tears in the room. And
Sorry, we're a little bit blown away.
Yay, congrats.
We just, obviously, we want to thank this man. This is Alias.
To tell you honestly, I was a bit shocked and emotionally numb as well. So I could not read my feelings, whether I was happy. I had to take some time to like understand and sink everything in and then, you know, feel it real. I didn't feel real so much.
This is In My Country, stories of people who came to Australia as refugees or asylum seekers and the many places we call home.
Hosted by Adam Wood and me, Pia Perversi-Birchall. This podcast was produced on Turrbal and Yuggera country. We pay our respects to traditional owners, past, present and emerging. Welcome back to In My Country for the first of two bonus episodes for season one. The audio you just heard at the top of the episode was from the 2020 Australian Podcast Awards night, where In My Country's conversation with Alias won Best Interview. In true 2020 style, we sat crammed around a couch in front of a tiny Zoom screen dressed in our awards finery. To win gold was pretty mind-blowing as a couple of new kids on the podcasting block. But to be honest, we always believed in the power of the stories we were sharing. It was just a question of whether we'd be able to do them justice. So, this award goes out to our friend Alias. Adam caught up with Alias to find out what the win meant to him.
So this is our, we call it guest room, when we have guests over. This is where we have our dinner and this is where we talk and socialize.
As you walk into the front door at Alias's place, the guest room is the first thing you see, a small carpeted alcove to the left. There's no table or chairs. In traditional style, guests sit on an assortment of patterned cushions around the large rug.
This is Hazaragi style decorated, as you can see the cushions and the pillows on the carpet and the curtain. That's Hazaragi style curtain. In Afghanistan or Pakistan, there are bigger rooms, as big as the garage. But this is what it is like for us. We're a small family, don't have lots of guests.
Well, the reason we're having a chat today is we had some pretty good news where we won Best Interview in the Australian Podcast Awards. What was it like for you to hear the news that we won that award?
I did not expect we would win because I know there are probably better podcasts out there doing harder work and have been around for a very long time. For me, just the nomination was a big, big thing. But then when I heard that we won, I actually then realized how important these conversations were for Australians, for a lot of people out there who are professionals, who are passionate about refugee issues and who are actually working hard to make sure we have social and national justice within Australia for everybody, including refugees and people seeking asylum. So for me, it was wonderful to see that. And also the judges' remarks that, you know, through podcast, we have met lots of people that we could not meet face to face. A lot of the times you meet people from refugee background and people seeking asylum that do not have the language skills or the skills to express themselves and, you know, tell their stories in a way that others understand. For me, the remark of the judge that it is so wonderful to meet these people through this podcast was amazing, because I'm sure a lot of people who have never met refugees have met us through the podcast. And I think those conversations have touched people's heart. And that was really good to see.
I think part of the main reason that the episode won was because of your ability to tell your story. Have you always been a storyteller?
I actually love stories. And the reason for that is because as a child, my mom did not want me to go out and play in the dirt. After I had a shower or, you know, I had a new clothes on, we could not afford to keep washing and get new clothes a lot. So my mom always asked me to go listen to elders sitting in a room like this, having a cup of black tea and having the conversations and storytelling. So I as a child grew up being pushed into that environment where elders were telling stories to each other, what happened about their journey and about different things. And I used to sit in the corner of the room and just very attentively listen to those stories. And it fascinated me, taught me a lot. And it stimulated a lot of, I think, my brain muscles, neurons. And then when we moved to Pakistan, our grandfather used to come and we used to have visitors from Afghanistan. And again, in a room like this, I kind of grew up. So I used to help bringing the teapot and, you know, the refreshment for the guests and serve them dinner and lunch and then sit with them and listen to their stories. So I think to the extent I have developed and I'm good at it is because of those environment where I grew up.
Alias has branched out in his advocacy since we first spoke with him. He's the co-founder and board member of the newly established organization Refugee Voices.
The idea is that any issues that minority groups face and need to be dealt with, leaders from those communities being engaged and have a say in the process. Often we have lots of passionate people who would want to help refugees and people seeking asylum, which is wonderful and we need that. But what misses is having refugees themselves to have a voice within that process. And I think that's important because it can help people understand the real challenges that they have.
You can find out more about their work at refugeevoices.org.au.
The best people that can advocate are the people themselves who are facing these challenges within our society. And I think now is the time that settlement agencies and a lot of this advocacy work needs refugees themselves to lead the work. Of course, we need to work together, but the main leaders should actually be those people themselves who are affected. We also need to go back and see what happened to those individuals who were the center of attention of the activism and where are they standing now? Did our activism really made a difference for those particular individuals, or was it just to make sure that we as a society look good that there are activists trying to advocate for refugees and people seeking asylum?
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, it's exciting to hear the organization has started and look forward to hearing what they do.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Well, it's thank you exciting. And congratulations again on being part of the win.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations to you and Pia and the team, everyone else that was involved in making this podcast.
If you're a podcast nerd like us and you'd like to hear about the process of making In My Country, check out Behind the Podcast. Adam and I spoke with hosts Anthony Stockdale and Jules Batstone about bringing the series to life and about our recent win at the 2020 Australian Podcast Awards. You'll find the link to the interview in the show notes and on our website. We think these are important conversations to be having and we'd love you to join in. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at In My Country Podcast.
If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and rate us on your podcasting app or wherever you're listening. It helps us to be heard by more people.
This podcast was produced and edited by Adam Wood and Pia Perversi-Birchall.
Sound is mixed by David Gaylard. All of our music is from Free Music Archive. You can find full credits in the show notes or at inmycountrypodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's an amazing honour.
I wish that you knew how loud that was.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.